All right, let's unpack this. You know that constant question, the one that keeps every security professional up at night? Are we actually secure, and how do we prove it?
Exactly. It's the big one.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into, well, the blueprint for answering that question with data, not just hope. We're talking about ISO/IS 27004 2016 Information Security Management Monitoring, Measurement, Analysis, and Evaluation.
That's the one. And the core mission here really is to help you move beyond those gut feelings. This standard is designed to help any organization understand precisely why knowing if your security efforts are truly effective is so critical.
So it's about confidence.
It's about building measurable confidence,
Yeah.
yeah, rather than just, crossing your fingers when it comes to your information security posture.
Okay, so if we strip it down then, what exactly does this standard guide us to do? Like, what's its practical use for someone grappling with security effectiveness day to day?
Good question. At its heart, ISO 27004 offers really practical guidance on two key fronts. First, it helps organizations develop and actually apply information security measures, sensible ones.
Right.
And second, it shows you how to monitor, measure, analyze, and evaluate the effectiveness of your whole information security management system, your ISMS.
The whole system,
Yeah.
including processes and controls.
The whole system, processes and controls, everything. And what's really interesting here, I think, is that it explicitly excludes any and all aspects of conformity assessment.
Oh, so it's not about certification.
Exactly. It's not about getting a rubber stamp or some external audit tick.
So what's the real benefit for an organization to wrestle with this complexity? And why is it such a notoriously hard thing to get right in practice?
Well, the value is huge because it directly translates security efforts into business language. Think of it like this. Instead of just saying, "We need more budget for security," ISO 27004 helps a CISO say something like, "Our investment in X control. It cut incident recovery time by Y percent. That saved us Z dollars in potential downtime last quarter."
Ah, okay. Tangible results.
Exactly. It gives direct insight into the value of information security for top management,
Yeah.
helps quantify resource allocation, assesses policy compliance.
And learning from incidents.
Yes, ensures learning from incidents actually leads to improvement.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it drives the ISMS closer to what the business actually needs. It shifts security from just being seen as a cost center to being a tangible business enabler.
Okay, the value proposition is clear, but the difficulties.
Oh, they're real. All right. Estimating the likelihood of security events. It's inherently tricky to put a precise number on that, isn't it?
Definitely.
Some assessments can be subjective, sure. And maybe the most chilling thing, controls can fail silently.
Silently.
Yeah, imagine like an outdated firewall rule nobody spotted or an unmonitored log source. These are silent failures. They don't immediately screen for attention, but they leave you wide open. Makes objective measurement really hard without a, a structured approach.
Silent failures. Yeah, that's a chilling thought. So, given these complexities, how does the standard help organizations navigate this? How do we move beyond that hope-based strategy you mentioned?
It's all about providing a framework, really. Now, interestingly, the standard studiously avoids the term security metrics.
It does. Why?
Well, perhaps to avoid getting bogged down in debates about specific formulas, but it does offer incredibly practical advice for choosing, designing, or even customizing ways to measure. It gives you a comprehensive measurement model, like a structured way to think about what and how to measure.
Okay.
And crucially, a wide range of examples in its annexes. So it might guide you on how to move beyond just counting vulnerabilities, for instance, to actually measuring the effectiveness of your patching process.
How would that look?
By tracking, say, the mean time to remediate critical vulnerabilities, or even the reduction in successful exploit attempts that you can directly link back to your patching cycle. It's about effectiveness.
Right, outcomes, not just outputs.
Precisely. And key advice includes defining specific time frames for data collection and reporting. It really pushes focusing on effectiveness measures. Often that means combining automated data, like scan results, with manually derived data insights from your security ops team, maybe lessons from phishing tasks or incident reports.
So mixing the tech and the human element.
Exactly. The goal is always to ensure your ISMS truly protects and exploits valuable information for the business, protects and exploits.
That really clarifies the practical side. So, what's the outlook for this standard? Is it static or, and are there other resources you'd point listeners to if they want to dive even deeper?
Good question. It's actually undergoing revision right now, which is exciting. But the next edition isn't expected for a couple of years yet.
Okay, so we work with the 2016 version for now.
For now, yes. And in the meantime, for CISOs, chief information security officers, or really anyone serious about getting measurement right, I highly recommend two books.
Oh.
IT Security Metrics by Lance Hayden and Pragmatic Security Metrics by Brotby and Hinson. Both are excellent, really practical resources that complement the standard beautifully.
Great recommendations. Okay, so for you, our listener, thinking about everything we've just discussed on ISO 27004, where might you start? Where could you begin measuring your own organization's information security efforts more effectively? What's maybe the single most impactful thing you could start tracking to gain that real confidence we talked about?
That's the key question, isn't it? I'd invite you to explore further, focusing on what truly makes an impact in your specific environment. And remember, you can find audio summaries of the other ISO 27K standards on the website. They can provide even more context for your journey into measurement and effectiveness.